Okay. So a couple of days ago when I was talking, Venerable Tarpa noticed that I got the words garbled up and I didn't say what I meant to say. Okay? So what I meant to say, let's see if I can do it correctly this time, is if something is independently existent, okay, that means it cannot be dependent. Okay. Now we know things are dependent existent. They exist on causes and conditions. They exist on their parts. They exist on our conceiving and labeling them. Therefore, being dependent, they are not independent. Independent and inherently existent are synonymous. So if they are independent, then they are also inherently existent. If they are not independent, then they are not inherently existent. Okay? Did I say it right that time? Okay, good. So that's what I meant to say. Yeah. I think sometimes I get my knots confused in there. My knots become knotty. Okay? So I wanted to say it right. And then somebody else just asked here, I mentioned that the wisdom realizing emptiness is impermanent. Okay? Now, impermanent, remember, it just means changing moment by moment. An impermanent thing, it doesn't mean that they're eternal and they last forever. And it doesn't mean that they don't exist at all. Okay, let's go this other way so I don't get confused, okay? Impermanent means changing moment by moment. Permanent means something that doesn't change moment by moment. In normal English, permanent means it lasts forever and it never stops. And the opposite of that, and that is also synonymous with eternal. And then we usually think of impermanent, meaning it just comes and goes, kind of like a gross impermanence, you know, the cup breaks, okay? In Buddhist language, impermanent isn't like that. Impermanent is moment by moment change, okay? And there is the gross impermanence of things breaking or dying or people dying, things like that. Permanent just means as long as something exists, it doesn't change moment by moment. But it doesn't mean that things are eternal. Okay? So this person says, does this mean that the wisdom realizing emptiness is impermanent, as in changing moment by moment? Yes. Because emptiness is a conventional truth. Okay? Emptiness is something that... The wisdom realizing emptiness is a conventional truth. It's something that depends on causes and conditions. You don't have that wisdom coming out of the blue. You have to create the causes and bring the conditions together. Okay? So something that arises due to causes and conditions changes moment by moment. It's impermanent. Okay? Yeah. Even in the mind of somebody who realizes emptiness, it doesn't mean that that wisdom is constantly manifest in their mind. Okay? They may realize emptiness. Did I say realize impermanence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, emptiness. Okay. if somebody realizes emptiness, let's say inferentially, it doesn't mean that every single moment thereafter for the rest of their existence, the inference realizing emptiness is manifest in their mind. Okay? It doesn't mean that. Because, you know, they're brushing their teeth, they're thinking about paying their taxes. You know, that inference is not the foremost thing manifest in their mind. Okay? Yeah? Then, even if somebody realizes emptiness directly, it doesn't mean that that wisdom is manifest in their mind forever after, because they also arise from their meditation on emptiness, and they're brushing their teeth, and they're thinking about, you know, kind of what they have to do today, and the laundry, and things like that. So, you know, that wisdom directly realizing emptiness, which only perceives emptiness, isn't manifest in their mind, you know, when they're doing all these other things, when they're using their senses. Okay? So you can see that wisdom is impermanent. Okay? But once somebody has realized emptiness directly, they're never going to lose that realization completely and backtrack to never having it again. Okay? So would it be correct to say that the wisdom mind of a Buddha is eternal because the Buddha cannot fall back into ignorance? Yes, that's true. You know, the Buddha's mind is eternal. Once you are a Buddha, you know, there's never any cause for ignorance to re-arise in you again because it's been eliminated. There's no cause, you know, for it to come. So once you're a Buddha, you are eternally a Buddha. Okay, and a Buddha, if you get enlightened in this life, when you die, you don't go out of existence. You still remain as a Buddha. Okay, you still have five aggregates, but they're purified aggregates. They're subtle aggregates. Okay, but that a Buddha's wisdom is also impermanent because it's not static and it's changing moment to moment. Yes. Okay, because remember, a Buddha's wisdom perceives all phenomena. Okay, phenomena are changing moment by moment, so that mind that perceives them must be changing moment by moment. And also, anything that's a mind is also, again, arises due to causes and conditions, so it's got to be impermanent. Okay? Good. Oh, you can write it down. I'll get to it tomorrow. You can ask it now.
Okay. Well, the examples that you gave sounded more like examples of an Arya being who arises from meditative effort. It sounds more like an example of wisdom, mind perceiving emptiness being eternal rather than being impermanent, because it seems like when they arise from the meditative effort, that wisdom mind is no longer there.
It's no longer manifest.
It's no longer manifest. So that to me it would seem more like it's an example of it being eternal and going out of existence and then coming back into existence when they sit back down and meditate.
Actually, it doesn't go out of existence. It goes into a seed form, the form of the seed. Yeah? And then from that seed form, it's going to come again. Yeah, it'll arise in a manifest form. It's like our anger. When we have anger in our mind, when we're not angry, you know, the anger is in the form of a seed. Yeah. A seed is not a consciousness. A seed is one of those abstract composites. Mm-hmm. You remember those guys? Remember the three kinds of impermanent phenomena? Form, consciousness, and abstract composites? So a seed is an abstract composite.